Our pregame coverage continues here from Purdue Stadium. Now I'm joined by the hitting coach, Josh Bunzelmeyer. Josh, the offense has been a strong point for the Shorebirds this year, especially back in the month of April. But overall, through the first 2 months of the season, what's your assessment been of this team's offense?
I think it's been really good. Honestly, we've done a lot of things well. Hit for more power than may have thought at times. It's always tough when you lose guys like Jackson and Creed. But everyone else that's stepped up and been playing well, Carter Young's playing great lately. Basayo's had a really good season up to this point, and other guys are starting to come around as well. So guys are working hard, and it's been really fun to watch.
You mentioned a few names there I want to follow up on, but when you see guys like Jackson and Cree go up to the next level, as a coach, it has to feel pretty rewarding knowing, you know what, we're doing our job right if these guys are succeeding here and moving up to the next level.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. As a hitting department, I think we do a really good job of being cohesive in the things that we talk about, teach, plan, and do. And so anytime someone moves up to the next level and has success, it's exciting to see. And, you know, I think it's just a testament to Villa and other coaches as well and how we communicate.
What are some of the main things you teach young hitters at this level?
One of the biggest things is just swinging at good pitches. Like, you have to – a lot of these guys – have the tools, have the power, have the ability to make contact, but if they're doing it on pitches that aren't any good, then it doesn't really matter. So, you know, we really try to emphasize doing damage, looking for a pitch you can do damage on, and most of the time that is something kind of middle of the plate, so we really focus on that.
I talked to Carter Young last week, and he mentioned you. One thing you taught him a lot was about pitch recognition and being able to pick up pitches out of the hand, and that's really seemed to help him. How important is that aspect for a lot of young hitters here?
It's really everything. And that kind of goes back to what I just said about swinging good pitches. You know, if we can be ready to hit early, you know, we can recognize pitches a little bit better. And some mechanical things help with that, but a lot of it is like, where are you focusing? You know, what is your plan in the box and can you stick to it is a big point of emphasis.
And speaking of Carter Young, he had a bit of a tough month of April, but he has been one of the best hitters in the league over the last few weeks. What have you seen from him overall from April compared to where he is now?
Yeah, I think it was a really tough start for Carter. A little bit of bad luck mixed in, but he really went to work on, like we said earlier, recognizing pitches better, laying off some of the off speed he was swinging at, being on time for the heater. He did a little bit of work with the mechanics of the swing as well, and things seem to be lining up and working a lot better for him. So he looks confident, and he looks like the player that we knew he could be. So it's great to see him having some success now.
Samuel Basayo has had a tremendous first year of full year baseball, and he's just 18 years of age. You don't see that a whole lot. What's made him such a special talent at the plate?
He's just a special talent, like you said. Like, he has the ability to hit the ball harder than anybody, you know, has the ability to make contact with pitches that are extremely hard to make contact with. So, you know, for him, a lot of it is recognizing pitches. And even though you might be able to make contact, like, hey, maybe take that one, wait for a better one. But he works extremely hard, and he's just fun to be around.
I think one of the more fascinating parts, especially of Cinderella baseball, is after maybe a month of the season, there is an adjustment period. The book is out on you, and as a hitter, you have to make adjustments. How have you seen that really progress from your guys this season?
Yeah, I mean, for example, Basayo was going through that right now. Early in the season, he was seeing a lot more fastballs, and as of late, you know, it's changeups and off speed. And so we've really just gone to work on, hey, you know, let's not lose the ability to be on time for the fastball. But, like, we got to find some solutions to these curveballs you're seeing from righties, these changeup you're getting from righties. So, you know, along with other guys, De Los Santos doing a much better job. Prado is hitting balls hard that are up in the zone, you know, as breaking balls. So, truthfully, like, we're just trying to show those guys more of those pitches so they can recognize them in the game as well.
We're talking with hitting coach Josh Bunzelmeyer. A few more things for you, Josh. You talked about Elio Prado there. I don't know if moving to the leadoff spot made a big difference for him, but he has been a different hitter over the last month since he's moved to the top of the order. Have you seen anything different from him since he's moved, or are there some things maybe behind the scenes that he's done a lot better lately?
Yeah, I think almost similar to Carter, he was hitting balls really hard but having no luck at the beginning of the year. So moving up in that leadoff spot, he's been a little bit more aggressive. One of the big things with him is not hitting the ball as much to the middle of the field. Like, he hits balls on a line very often, and those are right at people or to the best players on the field. So, you know, we've gone to work a little bit on being able to pull the ball a little bit better, being able to go the other way. So I think he's just finding more holes now as well, but he's been consistent all season of hitting the ball hard.
It's interesting in this day and age where you used to see a lot of pull shifts, you know, defenses preparing for that, but do hitters maybe try and do too much to not pull the baseball, even though that may be a strength of them, like Prado, for example?
Yeah, I think there's so much emphasis on hitting the ball to the middle of the field, and you know, I think that's great, and we you know, in a lot of drill work, that is probably your best swing, but you know, the best outfielder plays center field. The best infielders play up the middle, and they have a lot of space to go get baseball. So if we can't hit a ball down the line, either line, then we're leaving a lot of hits on the table. And so that's one thing Prado kind of took to heart, and he's really been doing a good job of finding hits.
And then finally, Trendon Craig back in the lineup for the first time in a couple of months. He's back from a significant hamstring injury. He had a good start to the year. How good is it to see him back here?
Hey, man, it's great. I hadn't seen him a while. We'd been doing early work and different stuff, and you know, TC walks out. I'm like, hey, what are you doing here? And, you know, we're excited to see him. Glad to have him back. You know, he's a big piece of the lineup, so missing him for 2 months is tough. But he's an older guy, experienced guy, and, you know, we're all excited to have him back in the lineup.
Josh, we appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Josh Bunzelmeyer, the Shorebirds hitting coach. We'll take a break and come back with Lamps after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.